Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
So, last week I made a podcast about Birkenhead with Chris Wharton, and we put it out on the internet, and various people have contacted me telling me that they really enjoyed what we were talking about. So, next thing is a friend, Jenny Wills, contacted me and told me that she has a brother-in-law who used to work on the ferry boats. I'd already spoken with Jerry Marsden, and he wrote the song, of course. I was already getting some great memories. So, let's see what Mike has to tell us.
They seem to smile and say, "We don't care what your name is, boy. We'll never turn you away. So, I'll continue to say."
So on the telephone from Merseyside, I've got Mike Lowe, who used to work for, originally it was the Birkenhead Corporation, and the ferries, of course, have changed over the years, as we'll find out. So first and foremost, let's welcome Mike, and a very good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning to you.
And what's your weather like over there today, Mike?
It's a bit cloudy, but it's not cold, but it's cloudy.
Yeah, well, we've just had some very heavy rain, and basically at this time of the year, sometimes when it rains heavily, it really lets rip. So hopefully I think it's going to stop now. Okay, Mike, so you were telling me that you worked for Birkenhead Corporation in the early days, didn't you?
Originally, when I started in the ferries in 1951, September 1951. Yes, it was a Birkenhead Corporation ferries.
Yeah.
And then it sort of... Sorry.
So I'm thinking back to 1951. Let me think now. I was a child, obviously, would be taken by my parents over to Liverpool via Woodside Ferry. So would you have been on one of the ferry boats at that time?
There's a very good chance it would be,
So,
after 51.
Yeah. And had you always wanted to join the ferries?
No, not particularly. It didn't cross my mind. I only was crossing over one day, and I don't know, I just fancied it, and I made inquiries, and they took me on right away.
And
then I fell for the following Monday.
And what was the first boat that you went on? Was it the Daffodil?
Yeah, it was a Birkenhead boat, the Daffodil from the lease on it. They were all, those days, Wallasey boats.
Okay.
From the Wallasey Corporation. No, the first one I was on, I think, was the Bixton. You see, the Birkenhead had four boats, basically. It was the Bixton, the Claughton, Bixton, the Claughton, the Thurston, and the Henderson. They were the four Birkenhead boats. They were steamboats.
And this was part of the traffic system to get probably the workers from Wirral that wanted to go and work in Liverpool. And
yes, and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, I'm trying at this point in time to remember how big and how full the Mersey Tunnel would be, because I mean, obviously the traffic has built up enormously over the years. In the 50s, my guess is there wouldn't be a huge amount of cars going through the tunnel. Would that be right?
Well, no, you see, the traffic's increased over the years. And it was a fair amount, though, even then.
Yeah, because obviously...
A fair amount of traffic in the tunnel.
You know, I can remember the second tunnel being opened and
Oh, yes.
You know, I'd seen pictures of how the first tunnel had been dug out and everything. But the ferries, of course, had been going since the early days with the monks and everything, hadn't they?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, now, because of the old charter, the ferries. The Birkenhead ferries got a old charter.
Right. Now, I know the first question I would want to know is, did they make sure that you could swim when you were working on the ferry boat? Was that part of the deal?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've got to admit, I couldn't swim.
You couldn't swim?
No, I couldn't. Well, I could keep afloat.
Yeah.
I could keep afloat, but I wasn't a strong swimmer by any means.
And the Mersey was...
But that didn't stop me being in the drink a few times, all the same.
Yeah.
One of those things, you know.
Because it was a very dirty river in the 60s, wasn't it, really?
Sorry?
It was quite a dirty river in the 60s.
Yes, it did, because those days in the bad, especially in the fog, we didn't have radar as such, and that was just sort of coming in, and we started out with a set. It's Wallasey ferries, and we had operators. There was captains actually that operated it, and they got through to us on the radio. So we were relying on another pair of eyes to work our way across the river. Now, those days, there was the traffic on the river. We had a lot of ships. In fact, in one point in time, they were queuing up at the bar waiting to get in. There was no berths for them, you know, for unloading and loading.
Right.
And so it was very busy in the river. You had ships anchored all over the place, especially in our track.
Yeah. Well, I've recently been to Australia, and I went to Sydney Harbour, and you know that is exceptionally busy. I mean the thing about the Mersey ferry would be that you've got to get across to the other side of the river whilst all these big boats are going up and down, haven't you?
That's correct, yeah. Those days, yeah.